The Lord has gone before us, heart dwellers, and He's instructing us on how to fight off the attacks that are coming against the body at this time. Really, very vicious attacks on relationships to cause confusion and miscommunication. It's been unleashed in the whole world. And a lot of people are finding themselves right now in the depths of misunderstanding and strife, not knowing really how it came about. But He really doesn't want us to be ignorant. He really wants us to understand what we're up against. So this is a message about that. The demons have been sent on assignments to twist words and distort meanings and intentions. Even people who are best of friends and normally communicate really well are coming up against misunderstandings that have no basis. In your dealings with others, please understand that you are in a war that has been planned to derail relationships and stop your forward motion. We are having to be ever so careful in what we think or say, because the Lord is holding us to a much higher standard of virtue now. In your heart attitude and thinking, way before any words are formed with your lips, be meticulous about humility and charity. And don't be surprised if the person you're talking with completely misinterprets or misunderstands what you've just said. Don't try to be right. Just love the other person. Treat them with respect and do your best to clarify what you meant, rather than the inflammatory perception they have of what you said, which may indeed be something you weren't even thinking. Well, that's what happened to Ezekiel and I yesterday. We got crosswise in misunderstanding. And instead of me being meek and humble and apologizing and laying down with it, I protested, and it got worse. Oh boy, that took quite a nasty chunk out of our day. We prayed and made up, and I went to bed exhausted. Ezekiel was led to stay up and work on music. But during his evening prayers, something rose up in him. For all these years, we've been cowed by the enemy and the spoils he has taken from us. But the enemy got it last night. These last few attacks were just the last straw. The Lord Jesus rose up in Ezekiel, and He sternly rebuked the devil for the havoc he's been causing in families and even with heart dwellers and those who are seeking a deeper relationship with God. He reminded him of his future in the lake of fire and that there would be no water to quench his thirst. The Lord took over during this encounter and just railed on him. It was truly a supernatural moment. And the devil was paralyzed in place and forced to listen to him. Wow, that was pretty amazing. By the way, he's doing really well with his music and the substantial healing that he received. He's doing really, really well. So thank you again for your prayers. Well, when I opened my emails, there was a word from Lana Vosser that absolutely nailed what's going on. And this is what she had to say. I saw encounters with Jesus upon God's people, that is, seeing the release, a divine clincher onto their lives and circumstances. Definition of clincher: fact, argument, or event that settles a matter conclusively. Wow, that's just what happened last night. I saw these encounters being so momentous and transforming and so profound, where God's people experience His power on an unprecedented level and there is sudden breakthrough and victory. Exactly what happened. In the middle of these encounters, I saw a very large hammer being brought down by the hand of God upon chains and assignments of the enemy upon believers, upon injustices, and upon impossibilities. And as the hammer met with these intense, pressure-filled situations, I heard the loudest cracking sound in the spirit, and I heard the words, "Divine clincher." The sense of finality surrounded me. The end of story. the end of assault, onslaught, and injustice. The sense surrounded me again of the warrior king, the dread champion arising, Jeremiah 20:11, and bringing a final breaking through that sent the enemy running in dread, where he has come time after time to bring dread and such onslaught against believers who are moving forward and taking ground. The Lord was fighting for them and bringing an end to these vicious attacks. Wow. Amen. Say amen so I can hear you. To all of us who've been under these vicious attacks. From this place of encounter, I saw the people of God rising up as dread champions and moving out, courageous, bold, fearless, and with such authority, and creating havoc for the kingdom of darkness through the incredible move of the Spirit and the glory of God rising on them and through them. Wow, guys, this is exactly what happened to Ezekiel last night, to the letter. The enemy has tried to take many of you out lately. He has tried to kill many of you, she continues. He has come again viciously to attempt to steal from you. But encounters with Jesus are before you that are so profound and glorious that we'll see the dread champion arise on your behalf with a hammer in his hand to strike that which has come against you and release a divine finality. Wow, I wouldn't want to be on the other side right now. Many of you have felt you've been in this season of absolute onslaught. Yep. We have been in a season of confrontation, but he's been working in you and deepening your roots in him. And now there is a great turning taking place from the season of onslaught to the greater, accelerated, spirit-driven, and empowered soar. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. And that's the end of her message. That, by the way, is 1 John 4:4. So I came into prayer and I said, Lord, those are some wonderful words from Lana Vosser and so timely. Jesus began, she is truly my prophet and seer and has a wonderfully unique mission of encouragement, just as you do. You see, my people, when you are authentic, you shine with a special anointing, shining brightly in the darkness. When you try to imitate others, you are like old stale bread. When you cooperate with my grace, your uniqueness shines in the darkest places, bringing light, understanding, and resolution. That is what I'm doing right now with my body. Do not imitate the ministry of others. Rather, be uniquely who I created you to be. There is a place in the body for all of you, a place uniquely your own. And when you fulfill that place, you bring completion to those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, while fulfilling dreams you didn't even know you had. Those who seek me with all their hearts find me, and those who have given me their whole hearts bring me to others in a powerful and unduplicatable way. I am also calling you, my children, right now to take ground from the devils. You have my name as your authority. And as you work on personal holiness and it increases, you gain more and more authority in my kingdom. Stand up to these cowards. Speak out. I am with you, and I will arise from within you. Ezekiel had his fill. What is your fill? When will you get to the point where you say, enough, no more, and draw the line ready to defend it? Yes, there's virtue in suffering, but there's no room for cowards in my kingdom. You must arise and come forth in righteousness, not allowing the enemy to walk all over you. When my righteous indignation arises in you, rise to the occasion and draw the line. Stand up and be the warrior for righteousness I've called you to be. There is a new standard being raised now for all Christians, a new clarion call going out. This is a time of pressing in and gaining ground for the kingdom, putting the enemy to flight, causing casualties in the spiritual realms of darkness. You must contend with the enemy for new ground, for healing, for justice. No longer can you sit back and embrace the victim mentality. Rather, now you are the aggressor against the wiles of the devils, and you're not giving up, nor are you giving away any territory. Rather, you are pressing in and taking territory from the wicked ones. Do not be cowed. Rather, arise and see my glory all around you as that hammer comes down and smashes the strongholds of the past in your life and the lives of your loved ones. As you arise, my glory descends upon and all around you. Be not afraid. Rather, make the enemy afraid of you. As you contend, I shall display my power on your behalf. Go on the offensive and be courageous. My power is perfected in your weakness, and no weapon formed against you will prosper. Rather, put the enemy on the run and declare your new territory. And that was the end of his message. I'd like to say that I'm feeling this call from the Lord to stand up and take ground. And I'm normally a very gentle and passive person, but I can see that the Lord is asking us now to really stand up against this, against the evil that the enemy has put on Christians and Christian communities and Christian marriages. It's really time to put him to flight. And I have to tell you, I'm going to have to work hard to get that mentality because it's just not my mentality. Unless I'm a mother and you get me angry, if it's an innocent animal or a child and you get me angry, watch out. So I guess that's the thing he's going to have to stir up in me. Now, I'd also like to take a minute here and thank those of you who cared for us. Your prayers and your support have allowed us to pour our whole being into this ministry. All of you around the world who continue to support us every month have made it possible for helpers to come in and take some of my workload, correspondence, and other things so I can devote more time to you and to music and art. By the way, that portrait is almost done. And the Lord has been calling us to radio because there's so many more we could reach who were shut-ins or people that are out in the boonies, and we could reach them through the radio. So that's a new calling that the Lord is asking us to go out after. I know the Lord will reward you for your faithfulness, and I'm especially touched when heart dwellers in impoverished countries take the time and the sacrifice to send just a tiny donation. My heart absolutely melts when I see that, and I wish I could reach across the Atlantic and just hug you. Thank you so much. These sacrifices you are making for this ministry, some of you faithfully every week even, has caused us to cut way back to a very minimal personal lifestyle so that we can also put money aside for the elderly and poor in the community and do justice to your donation by keeping our lifestyle really simple and making do when needs come up. For instance, Ezekiel's computer is a used dinosaur. And when we asked the Lord if we could save up for another and better Mac, he asked us to make do with what we have. And to be honest with you, I didn't want to spend money on that anyway, even if we did have it, because there are too many people in Taos, in this area, single moms and single dads, widowers, that are really, really hurting right now. And we try to keep their lights and electricity on whenever we can. And we have a volunteer who mends our clothing and another one who helps when the necessity for a small project comes up. So we keep it so, so simple. We're doing everything in our power to live the life Jesus lived with very little and give our all to the ministry and give our access to the poor when we have it, and those who come to us with dire needs. So please know that your kindness is being extended to the poor in the community and even some around the world that get into desperate situations. When we can, we help. Thank you again for caring, and may the Lord bless and keep you in the constant awareness of His loving presence with you.